It's in the Eroica that for the first time everyone is convinced this really is Beethoven's voice. The extraordinary thing about the premiere of Beethoven III was that it was done, of course, in a very small room in the Lobkowitz Palace. And I think the biggest problem that many people had with it is that it went on much too long, it was too loud, it interfered too much with their conversation, those of them who were not really music fans. And they thought it was rather a monstrosity, a great carbuncle of a symphony.
You cannot believe that a human being can invent that. As a musician, I must say, it is incredible. One cannot believe. The melodies are so simple. The material is so simple. Every brick is simple, but the building is incredible. The Eroica was a sensation because of its dimension. A symphony could last half an hour, but never an hour, absolutely not. The dimensions of the first movement are the dimensions of a whole symphony of Mozart or of Haydn. You hear that the development of harmony, the development of melody, the rhythmic richness. There was no symphony before which was so obvious connected with a story. And it tells so much without being cheap program music.
The Eroica Symphony, the story of a hero, was originally dedicated to Napoleon Bonaparte, the great republican. But when Napoleon crowned himself emperor, Beethoven flew into a rage. The name Bonaparte is so violently erased that there is a hole in the score.
I believe that the Eroica is about Beethoven himself. It's the first piece in which he clearly shows us the kinds of sounds that appeared in his ears, these deaf noises, which becomes a recurring motive in every other piece after this time. And then, of course, finally, this wild last movement, this pyrotechnical display of counterpoint on the most trivial of subjects, as if to say that his mastery is supreme. He can now take the stage as a successor of Mozart and Haydn.